So we know we've got business with our First Nations people, but right now, one of the biggest battles and most injustice and the most outrageous thing that's going on is what's happening to the Palestinian people. And it's just been great to see the numbers turn out in Melbourne. But even now, it looks like with this peace deal that they've got, they've actually given what they couldn't achieve militarily, they've given them to now by putting the US and Israel in total control and just completely ignoring the Palestinian people. So I don't know where it goes to from here, but there's one thing I know Anthony Bourdain said, it, is that everything nowadays is made in China, apart from courage. That's made in Palestine. And I'd like to speak, hand over our next speaker, Sarah Baruni, a Palestinian solidarity activist with Hobsons Bay Community, and she's been very active in our area. Good on you, Sarah.
Thank you, Kevin. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the rightful owners of the lands on which we are all gathered on today and paying my respects to elders past, present and emerging, as well as any elders, including Uncle Gary Foley, who may be in the room with us today. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land, just as Palestine always was and always will be Palestinian land. Over the last 2 years in particular, I've been left constantly remembering a quote and pondering over it. Those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And we have seen that happen in real time right now as we speak. For generation upon generation, year after year, we have seen Indigenous populations be massacred, Indigenous land being taken away for the benefit of elites and the Western empires. Now, if you go to any school, including schools on this continent, we'll sit and we'll learn about the scramble for Africa, and we'll be told about how horrible that was. We'll be taught that it was a stain on our history and on human civilization. But there is absolutely no recognition of the exact same atrocities that are being committed right now as we speak. Here on this land, stolen land, and in Palestine, in Sudan, in Lebanon, and in many other countries across the world. I don't need to sit and tell you all what's been going on over the last 2 years. I think we've all been witness to the live stream genocide that's been taking place. But my concern is the moment that we're in right now. The moment that, honestly, Israel and the United States want us to be in, which is normalization and apathy. A lot of people are under the understanding that there is a ceasefire. What does that mean? That means that Israel has had the power to continue to go about massacring Palestinians and occupying Palestinian land, to continue to go about massacring Lebanese people and occupying Lebanese land without any consequence, while the world deliberately turns a blind eye under the idea that there is a ceasefire right now. There is no such thing as a ceasefire. Absolutely no such thing as a ceasefire. Our people and our lands are being occupied and taken away as we speak. And Zionists, honestly, they feel empowered because our so-called leaders and the media have empowered them and stood by and allowed this genocide to continue to unfold. So much so, I'm not sure if many of you saw it online and on the news, there is an event taking place here in Melbourne celebrating war crimes and international law violations that took place in Lebanon by the IDF. Something that is branded as a family-friendly event, celebrating Lebanese people who were massacred through pagers that were detonated by the IOF. And somehow they're trying to convince everybody that that is normal. Somehow they are trying to convince everybody that they have a right to celebrate people being massacred and war crimes and international law being violated. This is the world that we are living in. And it is the world that we are living in because we have failed to learn from history. because we have failed to stand with our Indigenous brothers and sisters here on this continent and across the world in many other lands as well. Honestly, I feel that we have no one to blame but ourselves. I want everybody to leave today questioning what we have been doing, what we are doing, and what we still need to do to liberate all of us. To liberate all of us, because there are atrocities being committed across the world that everybody is turning a blind eye to. We have an obligation as human beings, as people that have been entrusted with the land, the water, the air, and with each other, to actually stand up and do the right thing, to stand up for justice. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I ask that each and every single one of you constantly keep up to date with what is going on and continue to inform each other, because we still have so much to unlearn. We live on a colony, and unfortunately, almost every single country on this earth was colonized at one point. And that means that we have so much to unlearn, because everything that we have been taught, even though we have spent time trying to unteach ourselves the colonized mindset, to a degree is still informed by the colonizer's mindset. So we all still have so much work that needs to be done. And I ask each and every single one of you to join us in continuing to do that work, to continuing to stand with Indigenous people across the world. We have a rally that's coming up on the 7th of December. Please make sure that you join us and continue to do the work that needs to be done in every single aspect. We need to diversify tactics. There is no one specific way to liberate a people and to liberate ourselves. But we need to remember that none of us are free until we are all free, and continue to work towards liberating all of us. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Sarah. Well, hopefully we can all get there on the 7th to the rally. And I know a lot of people have been to most of the rallies anyway. But what else is on after the rally is that our friends from Bringbank have had a function at the Angry Dog Cafe at 5 o'clock after the march on the 7th. And it's join us after the Melbourne rally, test your knowledge of world politics and Palestine to help raise essential funds for Olive Kids. So if you can get there after, appreciate it. That'd be great.